So track 11, What's On? And Jazz Will Eat Itself. A jazz musician who has learnt his art performing in a circus for 5 years and 5 years playing in New Orleans will be playing at Ashburton Arts Centre later this month. London-born musician, composer, artist and circus performer Jimbino Vegan plays the clarinet, guitar ukulele and the tuba and fronts the band The Jazz Cannibals, who mix traditional jazz, swing, ragtime blues and original songs. Jimbino spends his time busking and touring internationally, having travelled overland from Spain to Thailand performing for tips, and is also active as a visual artist and comic book graphic novel creator, focusing on themes of animal liberation and joy. An energetic and animated performer, he writes uplifting fun punk, swing funk, rap, blues and folk songs about spaghetti in the overground and other things. He will be joined on stage by the fantastic Jazz Cannibals, Slaba Lobanov from St. Petersburg on guitar, vocals, and Philip Holm on contrabass. Andy Williamson, arts director at the Ashburton Arts Centre, said, "Jimmy is one of life's born performers. He'll whoop up a crowd at the drop of a hat and have them feeling all truly entertained when he's done. He's a natural musician, a brilliant clarinetist, and a superbly whimsical, clever songwriter." Jimmy first played here in Ashburton in the old Methodist church before it became the Arts Centre with the Gin Bowlers, and he's been back a few times since then. There's nothing better that you could be doing on this Tuesday night. And tickets for the 7:30 gig on September the 22nd can be booked at https://@ashburtonart.org.uk. And a powerful live theatre experience celebrating the music love of the man in black, Johnny Cash, and the iconic June Carter Cash comes to South Devon's Babbacombe Theatre later this month. Johnny and June features a live band, dynamic storytelling and immersive AV projections. This show brings to life the sound and spirit of two of country music's most legendary voices. From Folsom Prison Blues to Ring of Fire and Jackson to I Walk the Line, this is more than just a concert. It's a journey through the heart and soul of American music. Performed by a cast of world-class musicians and actors from international tours and London's West End, the show delivers an unforgettable night of music, passion and story-ticking. Tickets for the show on September the 25th can be booked by the Babbacombe Theatre on 01803 328 385. And comedian and folk singer Richard Digance will be performing at the Watermark in Ivybridge later this month. Born in West Ham, London, he began his musical career in the late 1960s as part of the folk music boom and has remained an evergreen performer for six decades. In his own TV show in the 1980s and 90s, he played with a guitar duet with Queen's Brian May, and also supported Steve Martin in the USA, and both the late comedy genius Robin Williams and Roy Orbison at the London Palladium. He has also composed audiobook music and songs for author Bill Bryson, and three award-winning documentaries for independent radio. Tickets for the show can be on September the 12th can be booked at www.ivybridgewatermark.co.uk. And just what the doctor ordered, following two hit tours, comedy, the biggest awarding comedy nominee and resident junior doctor, Michael Akadiri, will be prescribing Exeter with a potent dose of his latest offering, Don't Call Me Uncle, when he visits the Barnfield Theatre next month. Multi-award-winning comedian Michael is proud to wear many hats, doctor, husband and father. Evidently, that list does not include uncle. Yet, despite being only in his early 30s, he was, for the first time ever, recently called uncle in public, a term usually reserved for elders, and this has sent him spiralling. Join Adakidi as he fights this lurid allegation, contemplates the difference between perception and reality, all whilst keeping the laugh flowing with his trademark sharp wit and political anecdotes. Tickets for the October the 1st gig can be booked at the Exeter Northcott on 01392 7266 363. And finally, The premier, the Clash tribute band London Calling, are bringing their Should I Stay or Should I Go tour to Exeter Cavern this month. Now that the Clash are no more, London Calling are regarded as the finest celebration of one of the best groups of all time. The Should I Stay or Should I Go tour sees London Calling performing the hits and fan favourites from the extensive back catalogue of the Clash. The Clash formed in 1976 and are considered one of the most influential groups to come out of the original wave of the punk scene. Musically, the Clash went on to fuse reggae, dub, funk, rockabilly, disco and hip-hop before they disbanded in 1986. Tickets for the September the 19th gig can be booked at https://exetercavern.net, and that's all that's what's on today.